Folks, this segment is brought to us by Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and AGM Global Vision, maker of the Rattler Thermal Scope that I use for all my night hunting. Folks, let's head down to Cedar Creek Lake and check in with Mr. Jason Barber. Now, Jason's been a buddy of mine for a long time. I fished with him, had a lot of fun with him, cooked fish on the side of the bank there. Jason, thank you for being with us, and we have had some fun through the years, haven't we?
For sure, Luke. My pleasure. It's time we probably do something like that again.
No probably to it. It's just a matter of getting a couple of schedules together. You're busy, and gosh, I've been pretty busy, you know, always busy myself. But I wrote my newspaper column this past week, Jason, about sunfish. I learned some technical things that I didn't know. Brim, the name brim is a broad category that people use to categorize sunfish, like a long-eared sunfish, a shell cracker, which is a red ear. Brim, we Texans call them brim, by golly, you know, that, but really there's different types of sunfish, and there is no real brim. There's not. Perch, we call them perch. Well, a walleye is a perch, you know. A yellow perch up in the northern lakes is a perch, but some of us call them perch. The bottom line is, regardless of what we call them, I have seen some Facebook pictures of some big stringers of big brim, perch, / whatever, sunfish. You've been catching them, haven't you, buddy?
Yes, sir. Yes, we've got some nice ones.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about catching them. And in my column, I wrote, you can take bit of night crawler or a worm that you dig out of the garden and a long shank brim hook and a bobber, and you can catch them right off the bank. But you're catching these big ones a little bit differently than that, aren't you?
We are. We're targeting spawning fish, you know, for the most part, and catching them a little deeper than you would think. You know, a lot of people, they're going to fish that shoreline and out to 5 or 6 foot deep, but a lot of these fish we're catching are in 8 or 10 foot of water.
Yeah. Well, is electronics useful? I'm going to assume that it is.
You can't do it without it, really.
Uh-huh.
It's fish that we previously wouldn't. We would fish right over. You know, you'd never fish for them. But with the technology you got now, you can find them a little bit better. And you can get some of them caught, but
yeah,
just exactly what you said. You know, we're still using the same, you know, long shank, small hooks.
Uh-huh.
We found the earthworm or the night crawlers best. They will bite crickets and mealworms and waxworms, other stuff, but it seems like the earthworm, it stays on the hook just a little bit better.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a small, tiny split shot pegged on there, maybe 6 inches to a foot from the hook, and use your old traditional markers that you would mark, you know the side of a hump for sand bass fishing. But you know, we're rolling around till we find what we want on the graph, and then throw out a little marker and then back off with trolling motor and fish around, you know, and catch a few of them, then move on, find another spot. But it's all basically outer edge of the grass, you know, on a mm-hmm. clear grassy lake.
Uh-huh.
It seems to be the best. And then if you don't have grass in a lake, you know, you just tool around till you find them. Now, usually they're a little shallower on lakes like that. But
yeah,
you got clear water and grass. We're finding they're out in 10, 12 foot of water a lot.
Well, maybe you can help me and probably some other folks listening. Folks are listening to us from southern Arkansas to the Panhandle now, Jason. And chances are pretty good that everybody listening lives even out in the Panhandle. You're not too far for some good brim fishing, perch,
that's
sunfish,
right,
whatever you want to call them. I live within half a mile of about 6 acres of it. It was an old gravel pit back in the 60s. Now, the owner lets me fish there, and the reason I'm telling you this and our friends this is chances are you can find a farm pond or something, too, if you don't have a boat. But this is a deep lake. I haven't really graphed it, Jason, but I know it's, he told me that when they excavated it back in the early 60s, the gentleman still alive that actually was there when it was dug. He said it was 40 foot deep back then. So I would say, from what just my casting and feeling the bottom with, say, Texas rig worms, now, I think it's at least 25 foot deep. It's spring fed, and it never, ever loses normal pool elevation. It never goes dry. So a lake, a pond like that, it's full of sunfish, and you can catch all you want. The little ones right up there by the bank, but I've been just floating around out there, and I've got a little 12-foot aluminum boat, and no technique, no graph at all, but I've been fishing down, 12, 15-foot deep with worms on the outside of some of these lily pads and snagging some really good-sized sunfish. So if you don't have the graph you can, I guess, just get out there, or if you were fishing off the bank, maybe use a slip cork or something like that and fish deeper. But I think that's the main thing that people, you think of catching bedding brim in 3 foot of water, and I've done it a bunch. But go deeper right now this time of year. Now, these fish that you're catching, Jason, are they, you think they're through with the spawn, or do you think they're actually some of them spawning out in that deeper water?
Well, they're definitely spawning.
Yeah.
The thing is, you can see the beds on, if you're live scoping or if you're side scanning, either one, you can see those beds, and they cluster bed, Crappie do the same thing, and not maybe to the same degree that these brim do, but these brim, they're going to, you're going to scan down a bank and see grass and a log here, maybe some tires, and then all of a sudden you see these divots, and they almost look like tires laying on the bottom, but once you realize what they are, it's clusters of beds, and you can actually see, not only with the side scan, but the live scope, either one or your active target, you can actually see the fish on the beds. There'll be some little white spots on them, and the more pronounced ones are very cleaned out, and there's no doubt that they're spawning. I feel a little bit bad for them now this technology is out. Like I said, you'd have never fished for these fish, years ago. You wouldn't have seen them. You wouldn't have known they were out there. You really can't imagine how many of them are out to even like 14 foot of water on the beds, And you can actually see bass beds out in this kind of stuff too and tell they're totally different. They're more isolated and bigger. Yeah. And then the brim beds will be in clusters. But they definitely bed up, by the hundreds.
You bet. Folks, we're visiting with Jason Barber. Now, Jason's down at Cedar Creek, and, he's been guiding down there for a long, fishing there forever and guiding for many, many years. And, Jason, a lot of what you do is, it's definitely fishing for sand bass, hybrids, and catfish on Cedar Creek. But I bet there's a lot of interest. I've seen interest on your Facebook page when you mention these, the brim fishing. I mean, there's a lot of people. It's new to some people. And then the idea of going out and catching all those big ones. I mean, you guys have caught some as long as your hand, right? I mean, some big ones.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're up like a nice-sized crappie, 13, 14 inches on some of them. And we've had, I think the biggest one we've caught, you're just weighing one here and there, is like 1.6.
Wow.
We've had several over a pound that are 1.1 to 1.6.
Well, in my column, on newspaper column, I wrote about how tasty they were. I grew up, head them, gut them, scale them, and fry them. That's the way I grew up doing it. But I learned a few years ago a really thin-bladed little knife, a fillet knife, and people say, "Well, you don't fool with those. There's no bigger than a shrimp." I said, "Yes, but you can compare this fillet with a jumbo shrimp and put taste for taste. I think it's better. There's no better eating in fresh water than brim, in my opinion,
And it's very good. These are very meaty. I mean, it's like I said, it's like a crappie fillet when you really get some of the bigger ones filleted up. But the taste, like you said, it's probably bar none the best there is. And, I mean, it started out something we were just doing for fun.
Yep.
And we kind of got turned on to bass fishing, and started seeing these brim beds, and it just evolved into you post a picture nowadays and you're going to get beat up if somebody loves what they're seeing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I had guys telling me, man, we want to go do that, we want to go do that. So I've tampered with it a little bit, and we've had a lot of good times with it.
You bet. Well, say you get out there, anybody in Texas right now knows, or Arkansas, wherever you're listening, you know if you're going to go fishing, you're better off to get out there early, early. But I bet you, a couple of hours fishing, you can get a bunch of them in a fish basket, can't you?
Yeah, for sure. Once you get them located, you know,
mm-hmm.
the rest of it is just kind of patience and getting your gear set right. And once you get to catching them, it's like anything else, you know, you got to fish that area pretty thorough. And if you got the right electronics, you can kind of see what's there. And
yeah.
You can pick on them for a little while, and, you know, we try to leave them biting.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go, and we don't want to just deplete everything that's there, but especially with them spawning. But we'll catch a few here, and then catch mm-hmm. a few there, and then catch a few here. And next thing you know, you got 20 or 40 of them, you know.
You bet. You bet. You bet. Well, now, okay, so we've got time to talk about the technique. Once you say they're in 12 foot of water, so it's I've never done this really like you're doing it, but you've got your split shot on there. Do you just cast past them and let your bait settle?
Yeah, we're using 6-pound green line, you know, mm-hmm. so you can see the line good. And just a tiny split shot. If it's a little bit windy out, you know, you might add a couple of split mm-hmm. shots, but keep them 10 inches from the hook, you know, maybe something like that, and put a pretty good size piece of worm on there, nothing huge,
yeah.
but, you know, cover your hook a little bit,
uh-huh.
and then exactly what you said, we're casting past the area where we perceive them to be, and then just gently dragging along the bottom, almost like you're bass fishing, you know.
Yeah, are you keeping it kind of moving real slow all the time as a rule?
Yes.
Once it's down, yeah. Uh-huh.
You don't really tight line it on the bottom and just let it sit there.
Yeah.
You got enough problem with a swallow on the hook anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You really want to be, you know, detecting that bite quick and getting the hook set. But we're just dragging it along, kind of like Texas rigging a worm,
yep.
but really slow.
Yes, I got you. Well, we're about out of time, Jason. Folks, Jason Barber here on Cedar Creek Lake. Great fishing guide, good dudes you'll have some fun fishing with, is going to tell you how to contact him. How do they contact you, buddy?
I still got the same old phone number, 903-603-2047. And we got Kings Creek Adventures on the web, www.kingscreekadventures.com. And we're always, you know, posted on Facebook
yep.
at Kings Creek Adventures as well. And a lot of these lakes around here, these state parks, and some of these the smaller lakes that's got grass and clear water, got those brim. You just got to get out there and hunt them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We even got them on Cedar Creek. There's no clear water and grass here, but they're here if you
yeah.
go scout them out.
Well, you've kind of developed a new system, or new to me and a lot of people. Jason, thank you a lot, buddy, and hope to get with you and catch some of these brim before too long.
Well, let's do it.
Folks, I want you to know about the Smokin' Tex electric smokers that I've been using for about 15 years. Go online and check them out, smokintex.com, smokintex.com. They're smaller units and bigger units. Spend a little time online there, and then contact Diz or Scott up there at the headquarters in Plano. Give them a call and pick their brain. Figure out exactly which one you need. Smokintex.com. Also made possible by Butcher Packer Supply. Everything for the home butcher. Go online to butcher-packer.com or just Google Butcher Packer Supply.